the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I understand here at the American Peace Network, but how do we understand what's going on in the world today? There are so many things that just don't make sense. Why would the Israelis give a free 1,027 convicted Palestinian terrorists to get back one soldier? Doesn't make any sense. Why are we in Afghanistan with our massive military forces over there, about paying for 500,000 men with the Afghan 350,000 man Afghan army, with only 50 members of Al Qaeda? I mean, why are events transpiring the way they are today? Why are the children of Israel in Israel today after almost 2,000 years? Well, with us this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and he is going to give it a talk. This is going along with his TV series, and it's called The Final Countdown. And we actually carry his videos, 10 of them, 10 talks he's given in this series, The Final Countdown, but he's redoing it. And hopefully we'll have that when it's finally available. It's, right now it looks 26 to 30 sermons, but they're more than just sermons. He's got all sorts of basically video films that he puts in with the talks that make them so much more watchable and really so much more educational, because what we are doing is witnessing a truly biblical time. So with that as a background, Pastor Billy Crone, please bring us up to date on the final countdown and the prophetic significance of the things that are taking place today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy to be on. And again, to use an analogy, I love sharing this information because, before I became a Christian, I was actually involved in the other camp, so to speak. And I was a major push for a one-world religion. I was involved with the occult. I was involved with the New Age and the lie of UFOs and all that stuff. And I was in Northern California at the time, and I remember going into San Francisco and going to the World New Age Expos. And this is really happening, folks. There really is a push for all these things. And it wasn't until after God had mercy on me and saved me, and then I was into Bible college 8 weeks after I got saved, and with no church background or anything. I just wanted to learn more and of the truth. And it was finally in there that first year I began to come across Bible prophecy. And I remember it was just such a clarion moment. It was like, are you serious? I couldn't believe it. The Bible says that some of the big things that we talk about on this final countdown study towards the end is that there's going to be a push in the last days, the rise of the Antichrist kingdom, for a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and things of that nature, and, of course, the mark of the beast. And I'm going, wow, I was there. This is real. I went to the conferences. I was there at the expos. I was in the bookstores and reading with the authors and just things of that nature. I said, this is not make believe, folks. This isn't just some, you know, again, conspiracy thing, just whacked out people. This is really going on. And to use the analogy that I've used before, Dr. Monteith, people, they don't know this. They don't get it. They don't have that clarion moment because they are not taught Bible prophecy. And dare I say, and unfortunately, many churches today won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And the sad irony is it's happening so fast, much more than people can even believe. It's even hard to keep up with it myself. Last time when we were dealing with this first topic, the Jewish people, we dealt with it on one study. I just finished up this Sunday. It took me 3 studies to do it. 3 weeks just on, there's so much happening. And you're right, Dr. Monteith, what we provide is lots and lots of visual, lots and lots of video evidence, actual interviews, and on the new study, it's probably 3 or 4 times, not just as long, but you probably got 3 or 4 or 5 times as much video evidence, and it's all current information. So we're really excited about getting out there, so hopefully people will have a clarion moment, so to speak. Again, I've used the analogy, it's like all this stuff you're going like, why are the global governments pushing for this? Why are we over there in the Middle East, like you opened up the program this morning, Dr. Monteith? Why do they keep saying, it doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, we keep continuing on in this push for globalism. Why do they keep doing, why is the world getting more wicked? Why is all, none of it makes sense until you have that clarion moment, until you get the picture. And the Bible is the only book on the planet that gives us the picture because God predicted in minute detail that all these things would come to pass. But if you don't, it's like trying to put together, to give you an analogy, it's trying to put together a 1,000-piece puzzle, really intricate, okay, without the cover of the box. You got all the pieces, but it's like you don't have anything, you don't have a reference point. And that's what the scripture does. It gives us the reference point, and that's what this study does, the final countdown. We just hit 10 of the signs that we're living the last days. It's not all of them. It's just the 10 major ones so that you can hopefully have the cover of the puzzle box, so to speak, and now you can start to see, oh, that's why they push for globalism, because the Bible said in the last days there's going to be a push for a one-world religion. Oh, that's why the church is going down the tubes, even here in America, because the Bible says in the last days there's going to be a rise of apostasy. Oh, that's why they keep pushing for, Christians are the new terrorists on the planet, because there's going to be a push for a one-world religion. Oh, that's why the things are going on in the Middle East, because God said in the last days, you want to know how close it is, you better pay attention to the Jewish people. He's not done with them yet. And on it goes. And so that's why we're excited to get back in the study, because, again, it's growing exponentially, and we're really excited to share with it. But, again, the first topic we deal with is the Jewish people. And that's really important because the Bible is very clear. If you want to know how close it is to the 7-year tribulation, which, by the way, is the, as Jesus quoted, is the worst time, a time of greater horror, Jesus said, than anything this world has ever seen or will ever see again. If you want to know how close we're getting to that, we don't know the exact date nor the hour, but the Bible gives us signs that it's getting close. Like, for instance, if you own a fruit tree, when the blossoms come out, you're going, oh, okay, not fruit yet, but it's getting close. You know, when the buds fall off and it starts to produce the little first part of the fruit, man, it's really getting close. So the Bible gives us signs that it's getting close. We don't know the exact day nor the hour, but the Bible gives us signs. And one of those signs is the Jewish people. You have to understand that if you want to understand God's end time calendar, you have to pay attention to the Jewish people. And that's because biblically, Jerusalem is literally, from God's viewpoint, the center of the earth. Okay? This is where the line of the Messiah started. Okay, King David ruled from there. This is where the Davidic promises, which God is still going to fulfill, is going to happen. This is where Jesus, the actual Messiah, died on the cross. This is where the end times culminate at the end of the 7-year tribulation with the Battle of Armageddon outside of Jerusalem. This is where Jesus returns at his second coming. This is where he...
Pastor, you're going to have to hold off there. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, good morning again, Dr. Stan here. I guess it's morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and again, from if you want to know how close we're getting to the last days, the Bible is clear. You got to pay attention to the Jewish people, and that's because Jerusalem is literally the center of the earth from God's point of view. Okay, this is where the line of the Messiah started. This is where Jesus, the actual Messiah, died on the cross. This is where the end times are going to culminate at the end of the seven-year tribulation with the Battle of Armageddon outside of Jerusalem. This is where Jesus returns at his second coming. This is where Jesus rules and reigns for 1,000 years after his second coming. It's all in Jerusalem. So it's a no-brainer. If you want to know how close we are to the end, you have to pay attention to Jerusalem. You have to pay attention to what's going on with the Jewish people. And one of the biggest, most prophetic events that we know, that the fruit's about ready to pop out of the tree, so to speak, that it's getting close, was when Israel returned to the Lamb. And this is what was prophesied only 2,500 years ago, folks. Okay, out of the blue, the Bible predicted in Isaiah 43 that Israel is going to become a nation again, which is huge because, if you know, ever since the Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 A.D. by the Romans, which Jesus predicted would happen, by the way, in great detail, but ever since then, the Jewish people have been scattered all over the earth, okay? Yet Isaiah said in chapter 43, he says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I'll say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth." And so the Bible not only predicted that the Jewish people, against all odds, folks, okay, and you think about the historical significance, not just the biblical significance, but name one people that has been completely decimated and completely scattered all over the ends of the earth, okay, and separated from each other, coming back, into their land again. It hasn't happened, but it's happened with the Jewish people because the Bible predicted that's going to be a major mega sign that the last days are starting to unfold. Okay, in fact, they not just came back to the land, they came back in the exact order that Isaiah predicted. First from the east in the early 1900s when many of the Jews living in the Middle East moved back to Israel. Then they came from the west during the mid-1900s. Hundreds of thousands of Jews, they were living in the West, in Europe and the United States, they came back to Israel. Then from the north, in the 1980s, Russia began to finally allow hundreds of thousands of Jews to return back to Israel. And then next from the south, the major one, Israel struck a deal with Ethiopia's communist government, and on the weekend of May 25th, 1991, 14,500 Ethiopian Jews were airlifted to Israel, and they continued to come back every single year from all over the world. First from the east, then from the west, then from the north, then from the south, exactly like the Bible said would happen when you were approaching the last days. But they wouldn't just come back to the land again. The Bible predicted once again Isaiah. He said they would come forth as a nation. okay? And they would come forth as a nation specifically in one day, which is absolutely mind-blowing, okay? And again, the historical significance is ever since 721 B.C., okay, this was even before they were the temple in 70 A.D. by 800 so years, okay, 721 B.C., approximately 14 different people have possessed the land of Israel. Okay, but yet the Bible said in the last days they are going to be reborn. They're going to regain their independence, okay? And it's going to happen in one day. Isaiah 11 and Isaiah 66 clearly said that. In fact, being born in one day, listen to what Isaiah said. He said, this has got to be a wild thing. He said, who has ever seen or heard anything as strange as this? Has a nation ever been born in a single day? Has a country ever come forth in a mere moment? But by the time Jerusalem's birth pains begin, the baby will be born, the nation will come forth. Okay, and again, you can see why Isaiah, and I think we can even see it today, why it's just like, man, has anybody ever heard anything as strange as this? Because we know government behavior, folks. How long does it take for the government? I don't care if it's a county government, state government, federal government, and this is on the world scene. Okay, so it's now involving the world governments. But how many of them can actually make a decision that fast? I mean, it takes forever just to decide whether or not we should put a stop sign in. That could take years. Okay, and so for a country, a people to become a nation in one day, well, folks, that's exactly what happened. That's the watershed event, May 14th, 1948. That's exactly what happened. On the morning of May 14th, 1948, precisely at 4 p.m., the members of the People's Council signed the proclamation. The declaration was made, and I quote, "The state of Israel is established. This meeting is ended." Israel didn't just become a nation again, against all odds. Historically amazing, but it was literally brought forth as a nation in one day, exactly like the Bible predicted would happen. In fact, it was such an obvious indication that they were in the last days that the Jewish people, the secular non-religious Jewish people who were there experiencing the event were weeping tears. We showed the actual video clip. Weeping tears, and because they even those guys, the secular ones, the non-religious Jewish ones, they knew that something amazing was happening. They were literally a part of history and fulfilling Bible prophecy. They knew it, and yet how many of us have no clue of the importance of that date and how it is one of God's biggest wake-up signs that we are getting close to the end? But not only that, the Bible said that they would not just come back to the land and become a nation again and be brought forth in one day, they become a united nation again. Ezekiel 37 talks about that. He says that that he's going to unify them into one nation in the land, and one king will rule them all, and no longer will they be divided into two nations. And this is another huge one, too, just like being brought forth in one day, because, again, historically, ever since about 926 B.C., the Jewish people were a divided nation. If you read in the Old Testament, you see that there was the northern 10 tribes. They were called Israel. You had the two southern tribes. They were called Judah. There was a big major split in the kingdom there, and it's been that way. It had been that way for a long time. But when the Jewish people regained their independence in 1948, listen to this, folks. For the first time in 2,900 years, Israel was united as a single nation again, not two. It's exactly like the Bible said would happen when you're in the last days. And then Ezekiel again calls another one out. He says that in the last days, speaking about the last days temple, Ezekiel 45 says that the standard weight will be the silver shekel. This is the tax that you must give to the prince in the offerings that you're going to bring in the temple. Okay, and so Ezekiel says that in the last days, their currency is going to be the shekel. Now, there was a problem. They came back to the land. They became a nation again. They became a nation in one day. They became a united nation again for the first time in 2,900 years. But when they came back, folks, their currency was not a shekel. It was the British pound. They kept the British pound. But that changed in 1980. It just so happens, out of blue, folks, they changed their currency back to the shekel, and that's what they used to this very day. That's exactly what the Bible predicted would happen, folks. Okay, when you're getting close to the last days. But that's not all. The Bible also, back to Isaiah, he predicts another one about Israel in the last days. How do you know you're getting close? He said that they would blossom as a rose in the desert. Isaiah 35 says this, even the wilderness will rejoice in those days. The desert will blossom with flowers. Yes, there's going to be an abundance of flowers. There's going to be singing and joy. The deserts are going to be green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pastures and the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory and the splendor of our God. Now, to understand the significance of this one, again, you have to understand the history and the characteristics of the land of Israel. From the very beginning, the Bible says that the land that was promised to the Israelites, okay, if you read the scripture, it uses a phrase. It's called the Promised Land. Okay, and that was the land that was promised to them after from God when they came out of Egypt and bondage and slavery. They're crossing the desert to the Promised Land. The Promised Land was a good land. It was a good promise from God. It was something to look forward to. It was called a good land 16 times in the Old Testament. It was called the land flowing with milk and honey. It was very abundant, very fruitful. 23 times in the Old Testament it was called that. Okay, so here's the point. There was something special about that land. Now, here's the point. It used to be that way. The problem is, for the last 2,000 years of foreign conquerors, they completely abused the land. In fact, I believe the Romans, when they were besieging Jerusalem and destroying the temple, one of the things they did was literally cut down, I think, almost all the trees to build siege ramps and other things and around Jerusalem. And so, I mean, the foreign conquerors, they would repeatedly abuse the land, just, and it was a complete, absolute wasteland. Okay? It was a promised land, it was a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and it was that way until the last 2,000 years of foreign conquerors going in there and literally, almost like a scorched earth policy, left it a complete mess. Okay? In fact, let me share with you just how bad it was, even up until recent times. In 1845, this guy named Alphon Lamartine, he wrote in his book, Recollections from the East. He went out there and visited. And here's a quote from him that he put in his book about that area. He said, "Outside the walls of Jerusalem, we saw no living being. We heard no living voice. We encountered that desolation and that deadly silence which we would have expected to find at the ruined gates of Pompeii. A total eternal dread spell envelopes the city, the highways and the villages." And then later, Mark Twain goes there in the 1860s, about 20 years later, and he reports basically the same thing. He said, "The further we went, the hotter the sun got, the more rocky and bare, repulsive and dreary the landscape became." Then he described the sea around the territory around the Sea of Galilee, and he said, "It's a blistering, naked, treeless land." He spoke of the villages there. He said, "They're ugly, they're cramped, they're squalid and uncomfortable and filthy." He said the villages are a solitude to make one dreary. They're unpeopled desert. There's just rusty mounds of barrenness. Then he looked towards the Judean hills in Israel, and he wrote this, quote, "Close to us was a stream, and on its banks a great herd of curious-looking sheep, and the sheep were gratefully eating gravel." He says, I do not state this as a petrified fact. That's just humor. He said, "I only suppose they were eating gravel because there did not appear to be anything else for them to eat." And then even later after that, in 1905, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands observed, "The Jews have come in vain. Only God can check the blight of the inrushing desert." Okay, now that's the problem. That's the quandary. It used to be a good land. It used to be a land flowing with milk and honey. It was the Promised Land. But for 2,000 years, even up until recent times, folks, in our generation, it was a complete, utter wasteland. Okay?
You know, as you say that, Pastor Belly, we have been to Israel a number of times, and we have some books that contain pictures that were drawn, because in the 1850s they didn't have cameras, but there was a very, very famous artist at that time who drew pictures of Israel and the area surrounding Israel, and you can, of course, see in the background the Dome of the Rock and the walls of the city there. And it's exactly as you're describing. His pictures show a land of total desolation outside the city of Jerusalem. How different that is from the way Israel is today. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, so, okay, now you got a quandary here. The Bible says in the last days, Israel, man, whoo, it's going to blossom as a rose in the desert. But wait a second, even until recent times, that's not the case. It was completely messed up, okay? But guess what, folks? When Israel, just so happened, when they came back to the land, they became a nation again, okay, all of a sudden, guess what happened? The land began to respond. In fact, this is what's interesting. When you do the research, the foreign conquerors over the last 2,000 years, some of them did try to, you know, bring that land back to life, but it wouldn't respond for them. It just stayed a complete desolation. But guess what? The Jewish people came back, returned to their land, the Promised Land. Everything began to change, okay? They immediately began to work at getting that land back into shape, and for them and them alone, the land began to respond. In fact, one author counted in 1800s, the trees there, okay, reported there were less than 1,000. Okay, but right now today, folks, due to a massive tree replanting program there, they have 1.2 billion, not million, 1.2 billion trees, and about half the trees are forest trees they planted, about another half are fruit trees. It's actually helped to increase the rainfall over there, some reports say. And now the former desert, the complete wasteland, is the breadbasket of the Middle East, and it's exporting fruit all over the world. And what's really interesting, Dr. Montita, is their fruit is just literally out of this world. If you've ever seen pictures of it, it's huge, it's great, it's incredibly sweet and delicious. And then as you continue to do the research, and we share the actual interview on this, we found out why. Okay, the Jewish people, when they got there, they didn't just replant the trees, begin to work the land again. They began to build a massive network of irrigation systems, okay, high-tech irrigation systems. I believe they're much further along than the rest of the world. And it just so happens, folks, that the soil, remember the quote earlier from the scripture that talks about that, it just so happens the soil there, okay, is custom-tailored to produce amazing fruit. It just needed the Jewish people to get there to pump it out. It's absolutely amazing. It turns out that underneath the desert there, the water table is brackish water, which means it's a little bit on the salty side. You say, well, that's not good for it. Well, here it just so happens. Listen, they've discovered that it actually helps them to produce much better fruit, sweeter fruit, better fruit and vegetables, just produce, period. And what happens is it turns out when you irrigate fruits and vegetables with brackish water, okay, a little bit on the salty side, it puts the plant in serious stress. It makes it produce better, bigger, sweeter fruit, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days.
And you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone here at the American Institute.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm Sam here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Billy, before we go on, will you get out your email address or your website and then name your church there in Las Vegas? But why don't you get out your website so people know how to get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to?
Sure. You can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in Las Vegas and you want to join us for studies, you can check the church's website out at sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas, .com. Or you could just search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N, as in Nancy E., Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And my son and wife were there about 2 weeks ago on Sunday. Loved going to the church there in Las Vegas. But pick up the story, Pastor Billy, and let's go from there.
Well, again, the Bible predicted that. How do you know you're in the last days? And one of them is that Israel's going to blossom as a rose in the desert. The complete former for the last roughly 2,000 years, due to foreign conquerors abusing the land, the complete wasteland, has actually done just that. And we can now look at pictures now, and we see it now that it's a completely different land, and that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. And their fruit, their produce is absolutely amazing. And but again, talk about specifics. The Bible says they would blossom as a rose in the desert. Okay, and so the Jewish people, when they got back there, they didn't just start planting trees, 1.2 billion of them, but also begin to rework the land, begin to irrigate and bring the land back to life and begin to respond for them. But they also begin to divert the water from the Sea of Galilee, and they channeled it through sections of the desert, which have allowed the deserts, listen, to literally blossom with an abundance of flowers. And that's exactly what the text said, even to the point where it doesn't just blossom with some flowers. They are now a major exporter of flowers and ornamental plants around the world. That's exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days. And this one, we see this all the time, but I don't think people have got the cover to the puzzle box, so they don't get it. And the Bible says that in the last days, the Jewish people would have a powerful military. Zechariah 12 talks about this. He says, on that day, I'm going to make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. In other words, it's going up quick. They're going to consume right and left all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. And what's amazing about this prophecy, folks, is you got to consider the size of Israel. It used to be, before they gave up a bunch of land, unfortunately, you could fit 17 Israels in the state of California. That's just a small, tiny little piece of real estate, okay? Just, well, you wouldn't think, well, they wouldn't have much of an army. Excuse me? Folks, what's amazing is they now have one of the most powerful military forces in the world with full nuclear capabilities, a little tiny piece of real estate. Hands down, they're the most powerful force in the region, exactly like the Bible said would happen. In fact, their military is so amazing that they are used to train other people around the world on how to have a great military. They're that good. In fact, there's something amazing going on with their military because they just keep on winning. And, of course, the Bible tells us why. It's because God's not done with the Jewish people, and therefore he's protecting them. And he's the one who gives them the victories, okay? Let me give you an example. Within hours of Israel's Declaration of Independence in 1948, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon, they all invaded Israel. Now, their combined population of the countries at that time was about 20 million. Israel at that time, they're just getting started. They had fewer than a million. So you got at least, bare minimum, conservative 20 to 1 odds. But when all was said and done, the Jewish people not only won the war, they expanded the size of Israel by 50%. The Bible says you better pay attention. When you see Israel not just coming back to the land responding for them again, but when you see them all of a sudden having this powerful military and seeing all these victories, you better wake up. It's a sign that you're living in the last days. But then that leads to the other one, the eighth one. The Bible says that Israel would also be a center of conflict to the world. And once again, Zechariah, he talks about this. He says that I'm going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. And on that day when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her. Hey, do we see any signs that the nations of the earth are starting to get upset with Israel? And they really don't care what happens. Folks, that's happening before our very eyes. But listen to what God says. He says, on that day, When all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. In other words, don't mess with Israel. Okay? And again, the fighting over there has never stopped. It's a major source of conflict, exactly like the Bible said would happen to the world. Okay, it's not just over there. It's a global issue now. Okay, and part of it is for some obvious reason. Israel's located in the heart of the oil reserve, so that piece of real estate, even though it's small, it's a strategic significance to all the countries in the world. So that's kind of going to produce some conflict. Then to make matters worse, the world's three largest religions on the planet have their headquarters in Jerusalem. That's going to spark some things up. And this is why, folks, you and I can daily turn on our news and read virtually every day in the newspapers of how Israel has indeed become a global problem, a center of world conflict, exactly like the Bible said would happen in the last days. And again, this isn't, you'd expect to hear that and see that from Russia or from China or some of the major countries around the world. This is little bitty, itty bitty, tiny Israel. Okay? 17 of them. Or more now, again, because unfortunately they probably have given the lamb, could fit in the state of Israel. It's just a tiny piece of real estate. Are you serious? They're going to have one of the most powerful military forces in the world. They're going to become a center of world conflict where every day we could read the newspaper and watch the news of how everybody's out there saying, man, what's up with them? And the whole world's concerned about it. And we've got to have peace in the Middle East. The Bible said when you see that take place, it's on our television sets right now. You better wake up. You're living in the last days. But again, Dr. Monteith, this is why we enjoy sharing this information, because we want people to have that clarion moment. I didn't know this stuff, okay, because I never was in the Bible. I never got in there. I did what the world told me to do. Scoff at it, mock at it, do whatever you do. Laugh at it, poke fun at it, accuse it. Just don't read it, because that's the only book on the planet that gives us the step-by-step, detailed, minute plan of what is happening before our eyes. It tells us why. Now, before we continue on, because there's more prophecies just concerning the Jewish people, you have to understand, folks, the amazing prophetic significance of these eight prophecies that we just went through being fulfilled in one entity, i.e. the Jewish people. Okay, let me recap. We saw that the Bible said that in the last days that Israel will return to the Lamb. They become a nation again. They become a nation in one day. They become a united nation again. Their currency in the last days would be the shekel. They would blossom as a rose in the desert. They would have a powerful military, and we just finished with they become a center of conflict for the whole world. That's eight prophecies. Now, listen, the odds of eight prophecies coming to pass in one people have actually been calculated. Okay, they've used the modern science of probability statistics, and they have found and they've calculated mathematically that one entity might have lived down to the present time in all of human history, fulfilling just eight prophecies, has been calculated as 1 in 10 to the 17th power. Doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're hooked on math, you realize the staggering probability of that number. Okay, and so let's illustrate it. They've illustrated that to show you just how big of a number this is, okay, the odds. 10 to the 17th power would be the same if you were to take 10 to the 17th power of silver dollars, okay, and that would be enough silver dollars to cover the whole state of Texas. And not just cover the whole state of Texas, but cover the whole state of Texas 2 feet deep in silver dollars. That's how big that number is. But still, that's not all. Now, take a silver dollar yourself, put a red X on it.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in just a moment here. Final segment here at the American Freedom Network.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I've been standing here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, and Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Billy was just talking about the probability that all of these prophecies would be fulfilled. I mean, what are the chances that this mathematically could happen? Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, it's just, eight prophecies, Dr. Monteith, that we just covered. There's more, but we'll just stop and take a break and look at how profound just eight of them coming to pass, and it's been mathematically extrapolated that that is 1 in 10 to the 17th power. Now, 1 in 10 to the 17th power, to give you the equivalent, is taking 10 to the 17th power in silver dollars, and it would be enough to cover the state of Texas, the whole state, and enough to cover the state of Texas, the whole state, 2 feet deep in silver dollars. But you're still not done. Now take a silver dollar, mark a red X on it, hop in a plane, fly randomly over the whole state of Texas, and just somewhere randomly over the state of Texas, just throw out the window that red, that silver dollar of yours, and with a red X on it. Okay. Now stir the whole mass somehow, with a somehow all over the whole state. Okay, remember, it's 2 feet deep. Get back on, find a guy, blindfold him, tell him that he can travel as far as he wishes all over the state of Texas to the 2 feet deep of silver dollars, and he's got one choice to pick up one silver dollar, and it has to be the one that you did randomly out of the plane somewhere in the state of Texas from the window with the red X on it. Now, what are the odds that that blindfolded guy would actually pick the right one on his one and only choice? Folks, that's the exact same, quote, chance that the prophets would have had writing just eight prophecies and having them come true in any one people, i.e. the Jewish people. It's impossible, okay? There's no way, okay, yet it's happened, and that's just eight, and there's more. I'm not a rocket scientist, but it's pretty obvious there's no way the Jewish people fulfilled those eight prophecies by accident. It is God's way of getting our attention, okay? But that's not at all. All these prophecies, and with them becoming have a military, a powerful military, and specifically that last one, the eighth one we saw, them becoming a center of conflict to the whole world, is actually leading to another amazing fulfillment, another prophecy, this time in the New Testament. And the Apostle Paul talks about this one in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, listen to this, peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Okay, so according to this text, the Bible says that one of the signs that we know in the New Testament now that we are getting close to the Lord's return is when all of a sudden you see people all over the planet crying out a specific phrase. And the phrase that Paul said there was peace and safety. It wasn't peace and happiness. It wasn't joy and prosperity. He called it out. The phrase is specifically, watch for this phrase on the planet, out of the lips of people, peace and safety. Now, pay attention. The Greek word that's used there for safety is a Greek word called asphalia. If you look it up, the word there literally means security, as in security from enemies or security from danger. Safety is a good translation, but probably even more accurate is security. So I said all that to get to this. So you could literally say that the phrase that you need to be looking out for in the last days when you know you're getting close to the Lord's return is when you see people on the planet calling out the phrase, peace and security, okay? That's according to the text there. Now, you put that Bible prophecy passage with peace and security in the exact phrase that people will be crying out for in the last days, just prior to Jesus' second coming, and combine it with Israel being back on the scene and becoming a center of conflict for the whole world. And can anybody guess what in the world right now all the world's leaders right now are crying out in regards to Israel being the source of conflict? It's the exact same phrase that Paul predicted nearly 2,000 years ago would happen all over the world. It's peace and security. In fact, we share the actual video clips of the rulers around the world in regards to Israel and wanting peace in the Middle East. They don't say, well, we need joy and prosperity over there. We need peace and happiness over there. They keep saying, all the world's leaders, folks, peace and security. In fact, one guy said, this is so obvious, it's mind-blowing. He said, the very first time I heard the phrase peace and security used in a public speech, it was when President Bush mentioned the phrase three times in the speech that closely followed the 9/11 attacks. He used it several more times during the rest of his administration, and then it was picked up and used by Condoleezza Rice. It was used by Dick Cheney. It was used by General Wesley Clark. Then Obama's been using the phrase. He used it three times in a post-election speech back in 2008, and he's continued to use it over and over again, even currently. In fact, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton used that phrase, peace and security, listen, 23 times in a 20-minute speech a while back. The Prime Minister in Israel has used it and continues to use it. The UN Secretary uses it. Various world leaders from around the world, not just in the Far East, not even just in the Middle East, but literally around the world. In fact, one lady, I forget where she's from, I think maybe the Netherlands, and she's addressing the UN there, and she's saying that's the phrase we not just the people are happening to be saying. She said peace and security, that's a good phrase for us to a coin and continue to speak in regards to Israel. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Paul said, how do you know you're getting close in the last days? He said, when you see the world leaders cry out this specific phrase, not joy and prosperity, not deliverance and happiness, but wonders of wonders, when you hear them cry out peace and security, you're getting close. In fact, he said that when you start hearing people crying that out, what did that text say? I read it for you. He said, bang, sudden destruction is going to come upon them, and they will not escape. People, this is why we're excited to get back in this study. This is what's happening. God is getting our attention. It's getting close. Even passages like this are coming to pass. We don't know the day. We don't know the exact hour. But God has given us clearly signs to indicate it is getting extremely close. And that's just eight of the prophecies concerning the Jewish people. The ninth one that we deal with is the fact that the Bible clearly says that Israel would once again rebuild their temple. Now, remember the significance of that. The last time they had a temple was after 70 A.D. 70 A.D., it got destroyed by the Romans. That's it. They were dispersed. They were, you know, but they came back to land. But the Bible clearly says in the last days, Old Testament and New Testament, Book of Revelation chapter 11, talks about the last days that there's going to be a rebuilt Jewish temple. And apparently, and there's that it's going to be strategic there for the two witnesses, okay, and for the Antichrist. The Bible says that 3.5 years, halfway into the 7-year tribulation, the Antichrist is going to go up into that temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God. Okay, so here's the point. You cannot have the amazing ministry of the two witnesses, and you cannot have the rise of the Antichrist, because he's going to go up into that temple and declare himself to be God, if you can believe that, okay. But you cannot have those figures on the scene without that temple, according to the Bible. Well, guess what, folks? They're building the temple as we speak. It's happening before our very eyes, which means, could it be that the Antichrist right now is alive?
Pastor, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you again next month right here at the American Number. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program with Pastor Billy Crone. We hope to have him back as he develops all 30 of his sermons where he takes us into the final countdown, and we are in the final countdown. Now, if you'd like to see the 10-part DVD, which we do have in stock, why, of course, they're not that expensive. You can get the first five, or you can get all 10 of them together to reduce price. Whatever you'd like, but they're well worthwhile watching several times, and get your friends to watch them. And then, of course, we have the first five on CD. In other words, so you can just listen to it in your car, and if we have a chance, right, we'll put the first 10 into a CD, or perhaps we'll just take those to the East Wing today. Pastor Billy's written a book on this. We carry the book, The Final Countdown, of the Final Countdown CD set, or the Final Countdown DVDs, part one and part two. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can, Chris, check some of these things you want to know about the term peace and security. Go to your Google and simply type in the Hillary Clinton peace and security, and you'll find out that the world leaders are using that term. Why would they use that term? Because God predicted it, and you see the fulfillment of prophecy. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we are going to be speaking on the 3rd of June there at the Conspiracy Conference in San Francisco. We usually have a contingent that comes from Colorado. And then, of course, we have a number of new DVDs. We finally have Michael Shaw's DVD on the Agenda 21. My son made up about 15 of them last night. They're very attractive. It's a very good talk. And of course, we have Michael Shaw's talk of Rosemary, Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering of the atmosphere, because they are spraying. They are poisoning the water and the air and certainly the soil. And then we have Chris Benny Martini talking on aspartame. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I have to remind you, my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Remember, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on the Internet, live 4 hours a day, archived the rest of the time, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you go to our website, we have a live satellite feed 24 hours a day. I'm on 9 hours. Joyce is Riley's on Night Hours, Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer, Butch Paul. You can listen to the live satellite feed. You can listen to our archives. You can listen to our live programs. And, Sydney, we hope that you'll do that. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our newsletters are there. Our radio programs are there. A lot of our DVDs are there. It's all free. Please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,